up on both. Do you have, if you had a certain room where you kept this, what would you call that? Just the storeroom or the what, junk room, lumber room, what?
Storage room or a basement.
Okay.
Lumber room would be appropriate.
What do you sweep the floor with?
A broom or a vacuum cleaner. Okay. I normally sweep with a broom.
Okay. If I pull that door out, I put the broom around there and put the door back, you'd say the broom is what?
You've lost me.
Okay, if I walked over here, put the broom right here,
then you would say the broom is where?
It is hidden behind the door.
Okay. Obviously, so we're trying to find out what you say, in back of or behind.
Okay. Behind, I would say, okay. If I had interpreted your question properly.
And that's an interesting thing, because I would say in back of. I'd say the broom's in back of the door. I'd probably say behind the door now, because I've been doing this so much. People don't drive down the highway behind me. They drive down the highway in back of me. Let's see. The things that you climb to get upstairs are what?
Well, up here would be the stairs. To get upstairs from outside would be a ladder.
Okay.
Just stairs.
And out on the front of your house, or sometimes on the back of your house, or the side of your house, you'd have a covered area, maybe with chairs on it, where you could sit in the evenings. That would be what?
Well, that would be a porch or a patio.
You ever hear them called anything? Older people call them anything like gallery or stoop?
I've heard the word stoop. I'm not familiar with the word gallery for this.
Gallery is mostly South Alabama, I think. Gallery and piazza.
Mobile, New Orleans, you get the word gallery there.
Tuscaloosa, you get, found an old man said piazza, but I finally figured out he was talking about piazza. I think he must have seen it spelled somewhere sometime. He was trying to come out with that one. What about a cloth that you might use to, something like a dust cloth, and you older people might use it to clean up the floor or something. It might be damp sometimes.
A damp mop?
Okay. Let's see. What about when somebody has to, or used to, they don't do it much anymore really, to prepare the clothes. If you've got some dirty clothes, they have to be what?
They must be washed.
Okay, and then before they made permanent press, you'd have to do the washing and then the...
you would iron.
Okay.
Perhaps starch in between?
Yeah.
Some?
If the door was open and you didn't want it open, you might ask somebody to...
close the door.
Okay. On the outside of a house, some houses, where they have boards that run this way on the house and overlap that way, you call it what?
Lap side planking?
Yeah.
Would this be the type
of that sort of thing? You ever hear any other terms for it? You ever hear it called anything like weatherboarding or?
Oh, yeah. Vertical, I've heard the weather, heard it referred to as weatherboard.
Oh, really?
Right. The vertical. The lap side. Really, I got that from a boat. As far as a house that way, I had not really heard to it referred to as weather. Just the old vertical was the weatherboarding terminology I had heard.
The top of a house that keeps the rain off of you.
The roof.
Okay. The things around that edge of the house that catch the rainwater and carry it off.
The gutters.
Okay.